أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله من الآن إلى لقاء يوم رحمة الله. أما بعد، فقال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In this lecture, the subject which I'm going to talk about is about the lenient treatment and harsh treatment in the social sphere of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. First of all, I would like to explain this subject and to give some details about the importance of this subject, that how much lenient treatment is important in Islam. And the second, I would like to bring some examples through the practical life of the Holy Prophet, that how was his treatment with the others in the society, how was the treatment of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. In the last section of my discussion will be about the golden saying of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. There are some advices about different subjects, about different things in our social life that we can understand widely and we can understand deeply through the golden saying of the Holy Prophet. Then according to those golden saying, we can act and we can practice them through our life. Now, let's refer to the first subject. How much this lenient treatment is important in Islam? Actually, we can say that it is very important. And if we look to the Islam, we can find it that Islam is a religion which focus on lenient treatment, which focus on leniency. And it does not focus on harsh treatments, and it does not focus on rough treatments. That's why in Arabic there is a terminology which says Islam is a religion which can be named sahla wa samha. What does sahla and samha mean? It means that it is very easy and it's not very difficult. In Islam says that whenever you want to treat to others, you should treat in a way that should be with easiness, and it should not be harshly. So now let me bring some traditions from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, about this matter, which shows the importance of this subject. The Prophet, peace be upon him, says, "Man shaqqa shaqqa Allahu bihi." Those who treat harshly with the others, those who have harsh treatments, then Almighty Allah also will treat with him harshly. So it means that we should try to take it easy. We should try to be our treatment with a leniency, not with a harsh way. So from this hadith we can understand that leniency is very important in Islam. And it is also very obvious and clear that if we treat with the others in a very good manner, in a very gentle manner, then of course the others also will do the same. But if we treat with the others and behave with the others in a harsh way, then of course the others also will do the same. So here we should know it that harsh treatment is not a good way for treatment in a society. And while if we do not do that, if we take it easy, and if we treat with leniency, then of course it is advised in Islam. Now let me give you another hadith in tradition from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Our Prophet said that if Almighty Allah wants the development of a society, the progress of a society, then Almighty Allah will bless them in their treatment in a very easy way. And that will not be with the difficulties. That will not be harshly. And Almighty Allah with leniency will bless them and will teach them that they should treat with the others in a leniency. So, but if Almighty Allah does not want a society to be progressed, and if wants a society to be finished, so then he will not treat them and he will not teach them leniency. The hadith is, as it comes in a book by the name of Nahjul Fasaha. This book is collected all the hadiths in the narrations from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. There came that our Prophet said, إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ نُمَاءً رَزَقَهُمْ السَّمَاحَ وَالْعِفَافِ. When Almighty Allah wants the progress in the development of a society, then Almighty Allah will bless them that leniency and the modesty. وَإِذَا أَرَادَ بِقَوْمٍ إِنْقِطَاعًا فَتَحَ عَلَيْهِمْ بَابَ الْخِيَانَةِ. But if Almighty Allah wants a group of the people or a society, that this society should be died and they should be finished, so Almighty Allah will open the door of khiyanat, the door of ill-doing. So it is the thing which came in this hadith. There is another hadith from our Prophet, peace be upon him, who says that let me give you the attribute of a believer who is a real believer. The Prophet says that real believer is a person who has good moral and he is treating with the others in a manner that they feel easiness, while the unbeliever, they do not have good morals, and they are treating harshly to the others. But unfortunately, nowadays we see that this habit that Muslim people should possess it, they do not possess it. And we see Muslim people, they are fighting with each other. And they are treating with each other in a harsh way. They are killing each other in many societies which belong to Muslim people. While in unbelievers' societies, we do not see these things. Anyway, from these 3-4 hadiths, we can understand that this leniency is very important in Islam. And Islam advised the Muslim people that their treatment should be with leniency. Now, let me give you some examples from the social seerah of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. That how was that? Here, I would like to give you a story from Anas, son of Malik. He was the servant of the Prophet, peace be upon him. He says that I was servant of the Prophet, peace be upon him, for 10 years. I was in his home. and I was serving the Holy Prophet. In these long time, I did not see even once, that Prophet addressed me in a bad manner, or he says, oof, to me. Even our Prophet did not use to say, oof, this word, a simple word. But our Prophet did not say this word to his servant. And again, Anas says that I did not do anything that Prophet became angry. And the things which I have done, our Prophet, he did not say that, why have you done that? And the thing which I have not done that, again, our Prophet did not say that, why haven't you done that work? So it means that our Prophet was treating with the others in a very good moral, in a very good behavior. So again, Anas says that I was preparing for the Prophet, peace be upon him, some kinds of drink, and that was from milk, and I prepared a milk for the Prophet. One day, the Prophet, peace be upon him, he did not come on time, and the milk which I have prepared that for the Prophet, while the Prophet was keeping fast during the day, at night he wanted to come in to drink that milk. And as he came late, then I drank that milk myself. The Prophet came, and I thought that the Prophet, maybe he has invited in someone of the his companion's house, and maybe he has eaten the food. But I asked from his companion and from his followers that did the Prophet did his breakfast or not. They said, no, Prophet just, he was in mosque. And there are some of the people, they had different questions from the Prophet. That's why he came late. I afraid of that. Maybe the Prophet will address me and will ask about his milk and his drinking, and while there is no drink for him. But our Prophet, he never asked about that matter. So it means that he had a very good treatment even with his servant. Now let me give you some golden saying from the Prophet, peace be upon him. That from these golden sayings we can understand the examples and the models of this kind of treatment, that whenever we want to trade with the others, that should be lenient treatment, not harsh treatment. Now I'll give you some details, and I'll bring for you some more advices from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. One of them is this, that our Prophet said, whenever you want to buy something or you want to sell some things to the others, so here you should take it easy. You should not take it hard, and it should not be in a harsh way. So there is a hadith which our Prophet said, رحم الله عبدا سمحا إذا باع سمحا إذا اشترى سمحا. Allah bless upon those servants, upon those people, upon those worshippers, that they are taking easy in their life. Whenever they want to buy some things, so they take it easy. Whenever they want to sell some things to the others, again, they do it in a lenient treatment and very easily. So here is one of the saying and one of the advice of the Holy Prophet about selling and buying. The second thing which our Prophet said in the same hadith, he says that you should treat leniency in paying of the loan and taking of the loan. And he says, رحم الله عبدا سمحا إذا قضى سمحا إذا اقتضى سمحا. Allah bless upon those worshippers, those servants of Almighty Allah, that whenever they want to take loan, they take it easily. Whenever they want to pay the loan, they pay it easily without any difficulty. So it is another saying. And the third traditions about this matter is this, that our Prophet advised the others that whenever you want to teach the others and the others want to get to earn some education and information from you, so you should not treat with them harshly. You should take it easy. Our Prophet said, عَلِّمُوا وَيَسِّرُوا وَلَا تُعَسِّرُوا. It means that you should teach the others. Let the others use from your knowledge. Let the others use from your information and from your earnings. But you should remember it, that yassiru, you should take it easy, in a very easy manner, you should teach the others. Wala tu'assiru, and you should not treat with the others harshly while you are educating the others, while you are teaching the others. And it is also a very good saying. Unfortunately, in our country, we see that in schools, the teachers, they treat with the students in a very harsh manner, and while it's not good, and it's not a good way. The fourth thing is this, that our Prophet said that whenever you want to treat with the others in a social communication, so you should take it easy. And that should be in a way that the could be attracted and they should like to continue their communication with you. Our Prophet said, لَا تَكُنْ مِمَّنْ يَشُدُّ عَلَى النَّاسِ. You should not be from those people that they treat with the others in a harsh way. So, it's not a good manner that you treat with the others in a harsh way. The fifth thing is this, that our Prophet advised that whenever you want to give someone a gift, for giving the gift or receiving the gift, you should not treat with the others in a harsh manner. And it is a saying of the Prophet who says, أُعْتِي وَلَا تُوكِئُ فَيُوكَأُ عَلَيْكَ. Whenever you give some gift to the others, do not give it in a harsh way. Because if you do that, then the others also will do the same. The sixth thing is this, that about the accepting the apologies of the others. Our Prophet said that whenever someone comes and apologizes from you, maybe they committed a mistake and they came and they said that I should be apologized and you should accept my apologies, then you should accept it and you should take it easy. And again, there is a famous saying from our Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, who says, whenever a person comes from your right hand and he abuses you, and then if he comes and returns and comes from left hand and apologizes from you, you should accept his apologies. And you should not take it very harsh and very rough. And take it easy. It is again a golden saying from our Imam Sajjad, and also a saying from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. There is another saying from the Holy Prophet about the preaching. And our Prophet says that whenever you preach the others, you want to preach the religion, you want to preach the Islam, you should preach it in a very lenient way, and you should not preach it very harshly and very roughly. Our Prophet, he sent Ma'az in Yemen and said that you should go there and you should preach the Islam to the Yemen people. When Ma'az ibn Jabal went to Yemen and he preached the Islam there, one of the advices of the Holy Prophet was this, that, Ma'az, yassir wala tu'assir. You should take it easy and do not preach the Islam in a difficult way or in a harsh way. Wabashir wala tunaffir. And you should give rewards to the others. And you should not do, and you should not treat in a way that they become unhappy and they leave the Islam. No, you should treat and you should teach the Islams and you should preach the Islams in a manner till the other people, the audience and the listeners, they become happy and they want to learn the teachings of the Islam. And that should be the way. And there is another saying from practical life of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, that whenever he was sitting or eating, that was in a very good manner, that was in a very gentle manner, and he himself was not very formal, and he was very informal, and it came in the saying in the practical life of the Holy Prophet that came in hadith, yamshi rajilan wa hafiyan. Sometime our Prophet, he used to walk and to go here and there, and sometimes he did not have shoes, and sometimes he did not have aba, so and sometimes he did not have that turban. In a very simple manner, he was walking here and there. And also, there is a saying about the practical life of the Prophet, that whenever he was sleeping, whenever he was sitting, again, it was a very simple manner, that كم كان صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يجلس على الأرض. He was sitting on earth. وينام عليها. He was sleeping on earth. ويأكل عليها. He was eating on earth. So it was a very simple manner. There is a saying from Abu Zar Ghaffari, one of the followers of the Prophet, peace be upon him, that the Prophet, peace be upon him, he was sitting in a manner that when a strange person came in an assembly, the Prophet was present there. He was searching for the Prophet and he was asking from the others, who is the Prophet? It means that Prophet was sitting in a place that was not in a high position, and that was very normal as the others. And again, in social communication, our Prophet, he was very easy, and his treatment was very easy, and that's why there is a saying that our Prophet said and addressed the other, "Hawin alaik." فَإِنِّي لَسْتُ بِمَلِكٍ. There is a story from the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him, that one day a person came in order to ask a question from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. When he came and saw the Prophet, his body was shaking. Then the Prophet saw this manner and said that, take it easy, I'm not a king. And you, whatever it is in your mind, you can easily ask from me. How in alaik? You should take it easy. فإني لست بملك. I am not a king, as you are afraid in your body and your hands are shaking. You should take it easy. And also about the marriage and selecting a wife, our Prophet, he used to advise the others that you should take it easy. And there is a story, a small story, which says that one day a woman, she asked in the mosque, I want a husband. Then our Prophet was there with some of the men, and Prophet addressed the people, who wants wife? One of the men, he stood up and said that, I want wife. Then our Prophet said, what does you have from the property? He said, I do not have anything except my clothes. Then our Prophet said, do you learn anything from the Holy Quran? He said, yes, I know the Surah of Waqi'ah. And then our Prophet addressed to that woman that she wanted a husband and said that here is a person. He does not possess anything from the property except his clothes. But he knows the Holy Quran, and he wants to teach the Holy Quran to you. Do you want to accept that? And she also agreed. And this marriage happened in a very simple way that nowadays we cannot imagine it. So from this golden saying, we understood that in our treatment, we should not be harsh in our home, with our children, with our wife, with our husband. We should treat in a very good manner. And of course, if we do that, our life will be full of joys. Otherwise, our life will be full of difficulties. God willing, inshallah, we should treat in our home and also with our neighbors, with the people that we treat with them every day in a very good manner. Thank you very much as you listened and watched this program. God willing, we will continue this discussion from the practical life of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.